He gave me 30 days to show some sign of humility. And the novices, my beloved fellow novices, were to report. I cannot tell you how hard I've been working on my humility. You won't believe it, sisters. This September the 1st, I've been in the Society of Jesus, hear it, 61 years. And I'm still working on my humility. First reason why God allows to sin. All we have to do is close our eyes, look inside of our souls. No matter what anybody else may think of us, we know. We know. We better know. We are sinners. Second reason why God allows us to sin. Having sinned, we are to hear it. Be more generous with God than we would have been had we not sinned. Because you see, every sin is self-love, contrary to the love of God. And the more deeply we understand our own past sins, the more we should be inspired to make up by loving God more than we would have had to have we not sinned. That's still the first week, part one of four parts in the spiritual exercises. Part two, we reflect on the life of Christ from his conception up to his passion. Jesus, in his infancy, his childhood, his adulthood, and especially Jesus, preaching, teaching, working miracles. Why do we meditate in the retreat on the life of Jesus Christ? For two reasons. To learn from Jesus how he wants us to live. But secondly, to learn from how Jesus lived, so by following his example, we might become more and more like him. Because our faith tells us Jesus Christ is God who became man. And don't forget, God became man for two reasons. First and obviously, God became man so he might be able to die on the cross for our salvation. But God also became man so that he might live a human life, and by following his example, we might not only be saved, but might be sanctified, might become holy. And sisters, hear it, and will repeat it more than once in the next 8 days. Ordinary bishops will not survive. Ordinary priests will not survive. Ordinary religious will not survive. ordinary mothers and fathers, ordinary young people will not survive. Not in today's world. In my 50th year in the priesthood and my 30th year in working for the Holy See, no words of mine can be strong or clear enough to convince you. Either you will become saints or we should not be religious. Only saintly religious live and survive. My own beloved Society of Jesus, since the Second Vatican Council, we have lost 15,000 Jesuits. The largest loss in a religious institute in the history of the Church. I taught my own Jesuits their theology for 25 years. All I can tell you is, either you will become a saint or you won't make it. Not today. That's the second reason why God became man. That we might follow his example by imitating his virtues, which he practiced as man, he might become more and more like Jesus Christ, who is God. Because the best and simplest definition of sanctity is God-likeness. And because God became man in the person of Jesus Christ, another definition for sanctity is Christ, Christ-likeness. Sisters, not because this sinner is giving you this retreat, but because we're living in the most sin-laden age of human history, and the worst enemies hear it. The worst enemies of the Church are unfaithful bishops, unfaithful priests, unfaithful religious. Do you hear me? You better know what it means to even keep your faith, not to say your good religious in today's world. That's part two. We are still on the what. There are three parts to this meditation. Ignatius told us to divide everything, whatever we preach or teach, as far as possible, divide everything into three parts in honor of the Holy Trinity. We are still on part one. The third week, as we call it in the retreat, is on the Passion of Christ. The evangelists give more space, more verses, more words to describing Christ's passion than anything else in the life of Christ. And remember, twice ashy, less, and one full day. From the Last Supper to Good Friday, mid-afternoon. Yet, in a full 30-day retreat, a whole week is given to the Passion.